That ad is an ad. Mm-hmm. Honoka Eda Shiriho. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I feel like I didn't even really introduce myself. Hey, but I know that there's a glitch. There's a little glitch in the system. Let me just quickly sort that out for us and I will revert back after EPD.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Good evening to you. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this lovely, lovely Thursday evening. And we're going to be doing the most. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that I want to talk about today, I want to talk about how to make your life exciting. Now you think like, what, Matriarch? I'm valedictorian. I'm a lawyer. I'm a builder. You know, I'm a psychiatrist. Yeah, you know, I'm an environmentalist. I'm a geologist. I'm a moon people. I'm a sky people. I'm a smoke people. I'm a drink people. I am exciting. You're probably thinking that you're the most exciting person in the world and your life is so meaningful and it is so exciting and it is amazing to be you and it's amazing to have all the nice things that you have and you're exciting. You know, your life is not boring at all because I mean, you're always busy. So it must be exciting. Busy does not mean exciting. Busy does not equal to exciting. I'm talking about that stimulation. I'm talking about that oomph that you must have in your life. Woo! This is nice. Ooh. I like this. This is nice. This is a nice feeling. I like this. This is nice. This is a nice feeling. Yeah, we're talking about that feeling. We're talking about the excitement and the hype for your own life. We're talking about like, ooh, I'm so excited to be me. It must be nice to be me. It is nice to be me. We're talking about that one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that we're talking about this is because we had a conversation with my youngins yesterday and one of my children said like, guys, it's just boring here. You know, he didn't even know it was boredom. He didn't know it was boredom. He was like, yeah, but mother dearest, here at adulting, I just go to school and I just go to work and then I just go home. Those are my three areas. If I'm outside of my comfort zone, I don't stay out too long. I don't do nothing. Now, when we talk about, when we look at the environment in Namibia and we look at our youth and we look at our outlets, right? Especially stress relief outlets. I could say we are like slim to none. Everybody has gone bowling. Everybody has gone to the arcades. They are for the children. Everybody has gone to the park. That was back in the day. Everybody has gone restaurant hopping until the place is not umnandi anymore. Everybody has gone to the vinyls for the, you know, karaoke night, etc. And then, yeah. And then also Cecilia's is also having a thing where they are poets and comedians and, you know, okay, cool. So that's it. That's the social life. You know, it's either we're drinking or it's either we're going to have fun while we're drinking. It's either we're going to look at something while we're drinking. And it brought me to think that maybe, just maybe, here in the land of the brave, we don't really have anything that is exciting. Many of us die. Many of us die and we've never visited the museums. We've never gone to the monuments. You know, tourists know more about Namibia than we know about Namibia. It's wild. Good evening.
Nene.
Yes, Tate T.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where are you today?
I'm just home.
What are you doing at home?
What do you mean?
What are you doing at home?
I'm trying to organize some food here. I'm finished, man. Since morning, I did not
eat. Ah. What happens to you if you don't eat, Tuka?
No. The things are running. You think I'm a chicken?
What are you organizing in the pot?
I'm telling you, we're all going to Telegoma Gunday. Okay, I cooked those, fried beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to them today? You're putting in a little bit of oil, a little bit of chili, a little bit of sugar, and a little bit of salt. But how does it go down? You people like bad things.
You know when you're doing things on your own.
No, but that one is not doing things on your own, man. That is what I'm talking about, you guys. I'm talking about making your lives exciting. Even the food that you're eating there, you're just eating for so long. So long, unsere Ehrtät.
Is it on the egg?
Hey, Kay and you Mahmos. Kill it weer.
I guess all right. I'm
Your phone is breaking.
Yeah? You know what, Nick? I don't know. I try to do certain things nice for myself.
Yeah. But, I know that feeling.
But I'm not able to.
Yeah, it's not as nice as doing something nice for someone else. Like, You should see when I cook, ne? Mm-hmm. I cook gourmet meals, Moss. And then everybody's plate is plated up. It has what decorations and what. I even wipe the plate, and then I keep the plate warm and all of that. And then mine, I can even eat in a plastic plate.
Yeah.
As long as I'm eating.
You like me.
But why?
You victimize yourself, Moss.
But you are victimizing yourself by eating umakunde right now in the middle of the night.
No. I love them.
Yes, but you're not even tuning them.
But I'm having them with chicken and no chicken.
Oh.
With some sauce.
Oh.
That you
heated.
And chicken meat.
And chicken. Okay, so it's beans and chicken.
Yeah.
And you didn't tune the beans, nothing. You put the sauce on top
I
of the beans.
I didn't even warm them up or anything.
Because they are nicer when they are cold?
No, I have no choice for now because I'm so angry.
Because I don't have time to wait for 2 minutes in the microwave. That's too long.
No. That microwave story, I still have to look for the guy that gave the microwave.
Oh. He didn't bring the microwave.
I already deposited the 200. I think I'm doing one, but then I've been looking for him at the shop for a long time.
Oh, Kyle.
No, it could be false. Why tell him? He'll talk nice.
And we're not about to heat it up the gangster way. No.
No. The thing is, the other pot whereby, when they got to the gap on the man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do have a little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you can hojera, you're bigger. Ah, you have enough time for yourself, Anan.
No, I did that yesterday.
Ah.
So I was thinking about them when I was in town the whole day today.
Uh-huh. So did the rando shigali. And we ate it like twice. Mm-hmm. And
one time I left them here. Together with the meat, and then I just didn't have the appetite.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So how do you make your life exciting, Tatete? Is your life exciting? Let's start there.
Exciting like in...
No, just exciting, my dear, in whatever context you understand it. You people want to be academics even in the middle of the night. It's 10 o'clock in the evening. Like, what do you mean? In which context? How? Just take it, whatever context you are taking it.
I mean, you have a social, political...
All of them. All of the above that you can think of. We have time, my dear. Let's start with social, then you move to politics.
When I'm talking to you like this.
Ne? This is exciting for you.
Yeah.
I'm a very exciting person. Even me, I know. Kuchashawa to more exciting. You're like, what?
Being girl.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect much from life.
Oh, okay.
Like, me, oh. Yeah, the best part of life.
Okay, but why don't you expect much from life? Or wait a minute. Let's go to what, okay, what does it mean for you when you say that you don't expect much from life? Like, what does that mean? Like, let's understand it from your context.
You know that most young people in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Just unemploy them for 1 week.
Uh-huh.
For 1 month.
Uh-huh.
They will
die. Mm-hmm.
Or die automatically.
Natural causes.
Yeah. I've been living here and then I went to the Ministry of, you know, NAMRA.
Uh-huh.
And then they've misspelled my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still there, Simon. And then my ID number is misspelled.
Okay.
And it's what I was just trying to rectify. I was not doing anything for commercial purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm standing on my ground, the one that I bought 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried. And I'm not making anybody rent on this land because I'm busy with other issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made...
Things like this. That's why when I took my Nakunde,
mm-hmm.
I took them from my big sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you want, come.
Mm-hmm.
Take. And if I don't even want to start paying you, without any expectation.
Mm.
So I cooked my Makunde yesterday.
Mm.
So I don't expect to, but I've missed as well.
Mm.
So I'm just saying those small things in life,
mm.
they complete you. If I'm hungry, I wanted to sell.
But how was the transition? How was the transition from being who you were to being somebody that to being a new person? How did that transition go? Okay, being employed and then not
being able to go to Wimpy every morning.
Of course, for breakfast, but hold the thought.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Tonata. Tonight we are talking about making your life exciting. And Tate Tonata is a very peculiar guest because he's one of the people that is just basically happy to be here. You're just like me. Me, I'm just happy I'm here. I'm just happy I'm alive. I'm happy I'm not sick, you know, I'm just happy for the basics. Like I'm alive, I'm well, I'm a parent, I'm an employee here, and I'm okay. So how was the transition in itself, like from being employed to being unemployed? Like how did that go for you? Because I think that is a question that we've never really asked you. We've just understood that you are okay. And there are many bad things that happen to you, but you are one of the soldiers of life.
Yeah, you know, at some point you lose certain things
mm-hmm.
in life.
Yeah,
whereby you accept certain things that happen, and then you look at things, and then you say, "No, listen,
mm-hmm.
certain things happened under your administration."
Yeah.
When things happen under your administration,
mm-hmm.
and then you see there's nothing you can do. There's everything else that you can do, but nothing much you can do.
Hmm.
Then you make a wise choice and then you say, you know,
mm-hmm.
let me leave. There are people who have taken bold decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you people withholding certain names and stuff that have been victims of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Two former DGs of the national broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. The current advisor to the PA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are people who are victims of circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you fall victim to a certain system,
mm-hmm.
you know nobody will speak for you.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Of course. There's nothing you can do.
Absolutely.
And nobody will say you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do?
Because it's also not your father's business.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you look at your life and then you say, no. Who am I? What am I?
Mm-hmm.
Let me rather fold my small heart.
Mm-hmm.
And move on.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are interesting.
But how was the transition? How did it feel? Like, was it, did you have money? Did you have money, yeah, like when you were when you started being unemployed? And then when did the money finish?
You know that I've been a board member of the National Council since I was a student at UNAM.
Nope.
Already when I was there, I was earning sitting fees and travel allowance and mongala.
Were you saving? Were you saving for rainy days?
No, that time I was already enjoying myself and stuff. I only came to get these things when I left teaching when I was a teacher at Portland.
Uh-huh.
And before that I was a teacher at Yanunke.
Uh-huh.
When I was called over to say, no, we are looking for a senior teacher here. So I went.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked at the offer and then I looked at the opportunity to say, no, am I going to get better there than teaching or nothing?
Mm.
So I went where I could get better. So, yeah. So, and then I grew the institution until where people started collapsing the institution. Those ones that had more power than me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no, it's time. And more political relations than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, next one, let me leave. But then I gave the current commander in chief that it will take 4 years, it will close. 2018, it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I left on the 11th of November, 2014.
Mm.
Ooh, God.
Okay. Yeah. But how was the transition?
Or discipline? Mainly, the transition to what?
To poverty. To poverty, my dear. If I must be precise, to poverty. How was the transition to poverty? Because all of us, our problem is the fear of poverty. They on the other side of unemployment.
I don't have that fear.
You didn't have that fear at all. You were like, okay, let's just jump into this unemployment thing. Cool. Okay, bye, guys. That's it.
I had my other business whereby I was cleaning the nail.
Mm-hmm.
I had my other business whereby I was buying cars from Space Center and repairing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
You were not worried.
My normal mainstream income. I was not worried.
Okay, and then when did it disappear? When did it disappear? Or did it never disappear? You are still within.
The city of Windhoek took the people that are, for example, now on strike.
Uh-huh.
They are saying that we did not pay the people. Now they are the ones who are not paying the people now.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't become broke? That's what I'm asking. That's my question is like
no,
that.
No, things were taken away from us subsequently.
Yes.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. It's like you are losing small. It's not your body part.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably say, no, I'm losing my t-shirt, I'm losing my trousers and my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But you are still there.
Mm-hmm.
You are not born with those components.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the belief. That's how I think. My father was my teacher and my school principal. At some point, so in my belief, in my own way, I was never taught to be materialistic that much.
Mm.
But I had to be a man.
Mm.
But luckily, I know I'm very comfortable. Unless, you know, you run away from life when you, and even where I'm standing now, these are things that I did when I was in that office.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. I'm sitting on a 700,000 something year.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sell it if I'm a coward.
Yeah.
But I'm not into that business.
No. That's not your thing.
No. How do you sell your TV? What are you going to watch?
That's what I keep telling people. You cannot sell your iron. You are going to have wrinkled clothes. You cannot sell your things because you deserve to have nice things no matter what you are going through. Yes. I keep saying it. And a lot of people don't actually understand it because they, I think people think that, that problems are permanent. And especially when you don't have a solid or consistent source of income, you start to worry. Now, when you start to worry, you start to burn yourself out. Now, how can you burn yourself out by selling your things?
It's what they are saying now. In general, is that people are saying about mental health issues.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens that when you buy...
Mm-hmm.
A car, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are colleagues. And then now, or we are almost the same pay grade. We study together.
Yeah.
And then you have a house in ours.
Yes.
We do the same business. And then now I am going to put myself under pressure.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Mm.
These are things that pushes people to maintain social status.
Mm.
Yet, you are not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't necessarily think that people are unhappy when they upgrade. I think that they just don't think it through. They don't think it through according to where they really are financially. You know? And now you go and start renting in Ausblick, right? And the rent alone is 40K, yes. The rent alone is 40K. And you don't eat nice views, huh?
It is peer pressure. Peer pressure does not end at school.
Yeah, no. If peer is everybody that is a kuraro. Peer guys, everybody. Even when you are older, are also your peers.
Do you know that our group, Twara?
Yeah.
Some of them, when they are not in those church committees or in the headman committee.
Yeah.
Or CDC committee, the counselor, they are not happy.
Yes, because. Peer pressure. You know, my mom recently retired, right? You're like, wait, what? I think that is every combatant parents argument. Every combatant parents argument is that also apojinu ne also apoka iweteje ka. No.
That's
what is peer pressure. That when I hear that one fully.
So that is the challenge now. Nothing I hear. You know the transition that you ask. So it's easy when you know that you went there. And then when you de-escalate, when you come back from where you were.
Yeah.
Even if you don't learn to teach in where you were. Just master.
Yeah.
If you calculate the salary very well, it's just like 18 companies a month. So, it is the same, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can get half of that, you are eating bread, you are doing what, you're free.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a newspaper, you get a taxi, you do what, you enjoy whatever you used to have a normal life.
Yeah.
Leave it. Yeah.
Live that normal life that you are thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I told some of the guys who are here. About the fish rot issue.
Yeah.
I said, you, the way they are incorporating into their system,
mm-hmm.
you must be careful because some people, they want you because you are naive.
Mm.
You have never had the money that is flashing in front of you.
Yeah.
So you are going to be their help.
Mm.
Instead of you making your own corporate decision, mm. mature decision, put there, this according to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Is not permissible.
Yeah.
As we are overstepping our boundaries, or we are violating what.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I appointed you unscrupulously,
mm-hmm.
I give you my cousin as your chairman,
mm-hmm.
or my niece or my nephew,
yeah.
then you have to choose the life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you risk losing that salary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just picked you from like an ordinary 4,000 salary.
Of course.
All of a sudden to hire one, like 70.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be thankful of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So being thankful means that you have to compromise.
Yeah.
Your ethics and morality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are saying, that you need moral leadership.
Mm-hmm.
People of ethics standards, not people that would take advantage of others in the system.
Mm. Okay, I hear you. Okay.
That's one of the reasons why I resigned. I said, no, I can't stand for certain things that I don't agree with, Jassy. I know it will bounce back to me. UNESCO withdrew, others withdrew, and I knew funding was dwindling. And I said, this office is going to close because you are not complying with me.
Yeah.
You don't have audited reports.
Yeah.
Or you have audited reports that are manipulated.
Yeah.
You have people who are doing nepotism, mm-hmm. recruiting friends and cousins. And then you expect me to stand by that.
Mm. And you know we don't stand for that. No.
I don't. Nope.
No. No, we don't stand for that. Okay. So there was no de-escalating that. Just hold that thought for me.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungara kavahupi. O netuwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyinyengarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga o netuweka oyo hai dira dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe o handi streaming. O mafikwa amwe o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe o handi nigaishe po shikanto shimwe. Pamwe na parateza. O inda holora ame haishi pangere osho pa umwene. Dira dira o makota fanone data momkaro wili. Mwana parika o kutuma ko utumaraka o kustreaminga. No kudenga pamwe na parateza. Konga, Parates, Namibia.
Always protect Parates.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So there was no fall from grace for you. It was just, there was no fall from grace.
Guy, I'm telling you, there's one thing that I love.
There's nothing that you missed. There's nothing that was...
Can I tell you, Ned?
Talk to me.
I've been to places where people have never been, most of them.
Yes.
Even some of them in cabinet.
Yeah.
Some of them in higher position.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, when I go,
mm-hmm.
it's a library that has walked away.
Uh-huh. Oh, Onguru Mambo Library. Yeah. Onguru Mambo. Like, okay. You taught us something today.
Onguru Mambo is a Boguta. Until you ask me again, you keep on doing research. But me, I went to English for that.
Mm.
And then I'm done. And then I went into practical research and experimentation and skills with that.
Mm. Yeah. Clearly. Yes. Yes, you are correct.
You might not even reach there.
Mm.
Like you don't even know what you're gonna do.
Mm.
Now you set up high level committees that are going to repatriate the remains of the present side of you. That could be in the combination of the free one.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing. Talking in Gangin. I've done the GIS, I've done what I've the reports, I'm fine.
Mm.
Until you come back to me. Mm-hmm. You are still going to spend other resources to do that, and it's more expensive not to do.
Mm.
Yes.
I hear
you. Tara just beat and you don't tara go treasure.
Etc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you, there's nothing. You're just, you're okay.
For me, I know. It was a system that actually empowered me.
Yeah.
I did not lose much.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm very happy. It the people who feel bitter about certain things, you would say it's a transition. It's like when somebody leaves you in a relationship.
Yes.
And then you don't appreciate what they have contributed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm happy I have my daughter. I never got them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I be angry?
No.
Obviously, I feel better.
We are thrilled that we are somebody's father. Yes.
I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gave me the
opportunity.
Yes. So why would I be bitter or try to be funny?
Uh-huh.
So you should... Out of the bed, there's always some good out of it. Yeah. No matter how parents are going to get away.
Yes.
Just slaps you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we are making noise there. And then they say, oh, let's do this. I withdraw it.
Mm-hmm.
You take it home.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Mm-hmm.
A good peg and go.
Mm-hmm.
That person meant well.
Yes.
Good job. No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time also, that person meant good, to save you.
That yes.
They might have seen somebody with a dangerous and life-threatening object.
Oh, not really just object. So, just that they are bad. That person is a very bad influence.
That other person.
Yeah. Like that person is dangerous.
Good, let me just rather pretend like I'm disciplining you. And I'm out. Let's go. And then you go. You are rather safe. Right?
Mm-hmm. Then sorry.
Then engage that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When is your birthday, Tadeti?
Hmm?
When is your birthday?
It is on the 1st of July.
Who told you your birthday is on the 1st of July?
It was.
How do you know? Were you there?
Minor.
Eh.
No, what do you mean was I there?
Were you there when you were being born? Were you there?
Oh, you mean that? No. That's obvious because I mean I came at a documented age.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Even my parents' marriage is documented.
Mm-hmm.
1978.
Mm. Did you ever picture your life to be somewhat similar to your parents?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. And then you were disappointed to find out that, no.
Yeah, I actually never thought that I would probably to find myself with
at a big age and single.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm a family type of person.
Mm.
So, yeah, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but things don't always work out the way you want them. So if the sooner you make peace with that arrangement, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, okay. But a lot of people would have went wild if they were put in your shoes.
Yeah, I know. It it's those funny things. Because at some point I told you, when somebody asked me, mm-hmm. and that somebody that was with me, next to me all the time,
mm-hmm.
they said, Donata, what type of a person are you? If I were you, I could have just committed suicide a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I said, beg to surrender. So that's how little your mental capacity is. Mm. That any small challenge that comes, then you have to join your ancestors. Who told you that you are going to join your ancestors? Anyway?
Yeah, and ancestors don't like that, ne?
Who likes that nonsense?
Like, yeah.
My friend.
Mm.
What if, I mean, your cup falls, your milk gets spilled, whatever, and things get spoiled, and then what do you do? I go out there and I can't, I've rode with three of my cars. And
I just think you're very reckless. For a young man of your caliber.
Yeah, but then, I'm just saying, in general, I've bought nine cars around there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, two accidents were not my fault.
Yeah.
The other one was mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I'm just saying, for me, if you bump my car, I'll ask, are you fine?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I care about the person.
Mm.
I don't care about the material.
Mm.
If you are fine, it's okay. I'll tell you that.
Mm.
A human being, you can never buy.
I don't know. Maybe we can. You never know with this.
No, maybe with your AI.
Yeah, maybe. We can figure it out.
Maybe with your AI issues.
Okay. So there was no fall from grace. So how do you keep your life exciting? As a young man in this economy?
You drink. I'm focused on what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm doing bookkeeping. I'm doing my tenders again. And
You're working. You're working, but it's just not the same work that you used to work.
I'm playing pool.
Mm. Yeah, those extramural activities are the ones that I'm asking about, because I've noticed that many of us, right, don't have we don't necessarily have the a social life that is conducive and a social life that is real. Many of us are just drinking our lives away.
No, we drink and then we play pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we chill like that, because I know 5 o'clock. In as much as I want to go to home, 5 o'clock of Atoka, but the road is also full. Who wants to be in a taxi or
at that time.
Around at 5 o'clock. So after 5, then you play pool.
Mm.
We have been the whole day in the queues of social security, NAMRA and whatnot, maintaining your customers and clients' books.
Mm.
So when you knock off, you go get your small drink there, and then you say, guys, who wants to get beaten?
The
trouble? You are there.
Yes.
Then you make sure you win. Then everybody else, who's the next victim?
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you come home, you cook, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you go to the shop, Toranda, and then the big trouble, you know, walk home, cook, and then while I cook, my newspaper, radio, what else did I do?
Okay. You sound pretty content in your life.
Hmm?
You sound pretty content in your life. Your life sounds pretty...
Yeah. I'm okay, man. That's why I also don't want this. People are having a lot of problems.
Yeah.
If I wanted to have a girlfriend, I would want to have one.
What type of girlfriend would you get if you had an option or a choice? If she was coming out of a laboratory and God was having a checklist and said, like, okay, Tonata, now tell me what you want, really. What would it be? What would that look like for you?
I wouldn't want to actually condition someone. I just don't like people that like disturbing me.
Wait, before you go far. What is your definition of disturbing me? Because you people think that being loved is disturbing.
I don't have family meetings in my family.
Okay.
Because I have no time for such nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like, baby, what? Don't ask me whether you look. Don't take me to Chinatown. I'll drop you off and then go.
What do you mean?
I don't have time for shopping because when I go in the shopping, I just know my size is 34. If I need to adjust that one, then I will do it with a tailor at home or someone. I just know. I just look at clothes like this and then I'm done. I don't have time for a lot of
things. I don't know what to say.
And been a long time since I was babysitting, so honestly, I'm not in the mood now for, if you have children and then I don't, like right now,
mm-hmm.
those baby stuff, I don't have time to kwaragata with them. I can pick them and drop them from school. I don't like stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things like, no, this one, my friend is what. Me too, I have friends that have a lot of problems. Some of them are owing me, some of them are, I'm owing them.
Mm-hmm.
We keep quiet about it. We just try to find solutions. I'm solution-based. If I owe Matriarch, mm-hmm. I won't come discuss with her. It doesn't concern her. It's also embarrassing sometimes. So I'm going to just keep quiet and then just take it. No, man. It is. You're saying you can give me 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Can you please give it to me? I'll give it back to you on 5. Okay, let's make it on the 30th. If you have it. No, I only have 500. Yeah, it's even better. Let me just take that one. Okay. Where are you taking it? No, I'm going to give it to Matriarch.
Tati Tonata, I'm very much in demand. And you know all the clients like to advertise in my show. So please hold the line.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just 34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just 29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just 16.99. And 1 kg sunlight hand wash powder, now only 29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the also popular Matriarch. Yeah? You guys can hear. Yeah? Do you guys know that the clients are advertising in my show? My dear. I'm not showing off and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that, yeah, to be every 10 minutes, I must keep quiet so that the ads go and they play. Okay. No, but it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear what your transition and what had happened. It's nice. It's okay.
Because I'm a realist, man.
I think your upbringing also contributed to who you were or to who you are when things don't work out the way you expected them to work out, or when you make drastic decisions based off of your moral compass, that you would rather go hungry than be part of a system that is rigged against the people, you know? I think that's very commendable. I think that because of where you come from, right, you're not afraid of poverty. Because you know that no matter how poor you would ever get in your life, right? It's never the kind of poor where the worst one.
The lion will never eat because.
But what is the worst kind of poverty though? If we are talking about poverty, which one is the worst kind of poverty?
It's the foundational
poverty.
failure. Yeah, like when you have nothing to hold on to when things go wrong.
Okay, what is the something that we need to hold on to when things
Whether
go wrong?
Whether it's hereditary or something that you worked for.
Oh, so we're talking assets.
Yeah, number one, assets.
Okay.
Also, just also the family structure that you have also tried to
build.
Peace and friendship that you've tried to keep, that determines.
So it's relationships, it's assets if you don't have assets, you must have, what else can you have in order for you to still make it on top?
I can't
hear you now. When you're talking things, when you're talking important things.
Yeah,
they
can
start,
you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go to Tanzania now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say just because. But I know certain people who are now in higher places. But they were already in higher places that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have properties and stuff and whatnot. I can go there and become a manager.
Yeah, you can go and work if it was work that you wanted. Yeah.
If things don't work out here. Yeah. So I have that flexibility to say no. Life is not really locked. So that's because I've been kind and the people have been kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things of such magnitude.
Okay.
In South Africa, I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Lamola.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Mashakile.
You like name
dropping.
You like name dropping. You like name dropping. Now what's happening to, you like name dropping.
Not name dropping. We are mentioning about colleagues that we know Kuja. If I just go and knock Kuja, where is his house now? Maybe he relocated from Katsura where he was. Oh, it's here, it was big. Then I just press. This is my face. You say, oh, is this boy not the one I knew from Namibia? They will open. Yeah. And I will not eat grass. I will eat fruit from their house.
Oh, okay.
If you work with people, we are talking about relationships.
Yeah. So this is why we say that while you are on top and wherever you are, you need to make relationships, right? Good relationships,
top,
good foundations.
Good foundations with people.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because kindness is the way to go. Oh, okay.
Second, I tell you, one of the best people. If you know, and I'm sure you know him, Levely Abraham.
No. I don't know anyone. I'm not as exciting as you think I am.
No, you should know. He's a media personality as well.
Okay.
But if you meet him.
I'll know him by face.
He's having a better office somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how small or big you are. And you want to talk to a certain minister that he's related with. He would never turn you away. So that is the kind of attitude that one everybody should have.
Yeah.
That the way you treat people, you don't know where they are going to be tomorrow. There was a day. Let me keep it brief anyways. I went to NASFAS. I failed my third year. I needed to extend my loan. So I went into the elevator, the Minister of Education. That time NASFAS was just a department that they are trying to retain it now.
Yeah.
So this guy, Angela, Kwanzaro Maka Kungano, how do you call it? Hush puppies or whatever you call them. So those hush puppies, and then they got track suit and then he looks just like an old tate who's just going somewhere. Yeah, so now one doesn't understand now. I just went into the elevator. I nearly greeted him and then I just kept quiet. Okay. He got off to the third floor. I went to the second floor.
Yeah.
Then I went to inquire from the guy who was handling my file. Okay. Was there.
And then the guy says, no, there's a review board.
Yeah.
It's on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up. Actually, I went to the third floor. Sure.
I can't hear you.
I think the bottom of him.
I can't hear you.
Okay, let's go.
No, just... Woo! Woo! All right. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the excitements of lives. We're talking about falling from grace. We're talking about rising to the cause.
Hey,
hey, I'm getting care, man.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now I think I just turned around and then because the minutes were going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the thing is that, when the guy took me up to the third floor, because I went to inquire now about the extension, and then he said, no, you must go to the review board. You failed three subjects, so we can't extend. Unless you go plead with them and then explain what happened. Just to find that same old man now.
The same guy who's from the elevator.
In the kabush where you are undermined, where they meet.
Exactly. But at least you are not rude.
No, I just did not greet.
Oh.
And then he asked me, so you guys, he asked for my academic record, I gave it to him. And then he started going through it. He said, you are not even performing well.
The English that finished people. If you were doing well, that the Pohamba. If you were doing well,
what? Your name is also Katengela. And yet you don't even have the courtesy of greeting the elder. And I got the minister of the National Board. I was feeling what I'm feeling.
You know who I don't want to ever nyenyetera me in his life? Tate Pohamba. The president. I never want to be nyenyeterwad by that man because it will traumatize me for life. This girl, just even when you picture it, ne, this girl, okana, kyo taka daneke inima, hayo. Like, I can't. I would feel so bad. I would feel so bad because he's so calm.
The way he talks, it's like you are almost written off.
It's not even almost. It's like, I don't know why I'm wasting my time on you, like, why are we here? Like,
so those are the type of people that I went through, and then things they taught me how a bit of humility. Say, young, in as much as you find somebody dirty as they are, whatever, complicated, they always look like you are just bringing your marriage now.
The answer to your problem is the person that drinks on my area. You don't have the courtesy.
That time they were even coming. I was like, this one is probably from the village coming to see their daughter. Maybe their daughter is not sending money to the village. I was just saying, you know, that's the wrong approach to issues. And I learned the hard way. He told me, go with your things. But he took down my name. Oh, later when we went for registration, I checked there was an extension. Oof, I was like, I knew. Only that I listened. Because when he was talking, you could really feel that He was not happy. I try to greet people there, so bright, they got to when I'm walking. People, they just walk past. And me, I'm also tired of greeting people that don't want to greet them. Yeah, so, they on Dama when he greets, all the old people, they know each other. So, it's a cultural shock and difference that influenced my action, but yeah, so, but him also not understanding that, but he was not committed to misunderstanding me. He just wanted to teach me a bit of saying. I mean, that was a close environment. Maybe we are in the list. He was just stuck.
Yeah.
Will we not be able to communicate? So, yeah, certain things of such magnitude.
Okay.
Let's call her.
All right. Thank you so much, Tete Tonate. Just hold that thought quickly. All right. So what are we going to do, us now that are not you? What are we going to be doing with our time here on earth? Like as people that need to keep our lives exciting, what advice can you give us?
Like what one needs to do.
We have to, one thing I picked up from you is that we need to play pool. When we have a chance, we need to learn how to play pool because it's exciting. What else?
Play soccer. Peter Gavir is playing soccer.
Okay. Deto tekangwe kuno medical aid. No.
No, play for Sundowns. Play better and then get for
Maroche, kandumbela. Like, no, come on. Okay, what about us that are not in the soccer playing years now? Like me.
The thing is just that, yeah, even myself, I'm not saying that age category.
Yeah.
The thing is just that you look at, you see even the way we, the youth fund is structured.
Yeah.
Is that if you are above the age of 35, you can have 20% of the company and put in two different young people who can own 40%.
But I need to hold that thought.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of Pulling Heartstrings this evening. Yo, you see how famous I am, that it's not. You see how famous I am. You see the ads that are playing in my show. I'm grateful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that the advertising companies, they shoot their shot.
Yeah, my dear, they shoot their shot with the matriarch. They pull heartstrings. It is what it is. Inimiwanawa, this could be you. This could be you, but you are just sitting here playing, yeah, enjoying your life.
What could be me doing what?
Advertising here. I could also be holding your thought on your own advertisement, you know? But you don't want that. You want to be the one that's holding the phone.
It is not part. I'm on my way.
No problem, I'll be here.
Good taking us listening. You need to secure the other tender. And then you make sure that it's working. Otherwise, if you just do that now. The tender document is already 300, so I need to pay that up first. To come to your office is already another amount. Not a problem. For me, it's cash flow. But yeah. It's a good plus. I've already over-considered it.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying, for example, the Youth Development Fund. What we need is just you above the age, if you are 35. Then we put in two young people that will work with you with contractual agreement. And then you bring up your business idea. It's even better that next year we have enough time now. Because I feel like the young people in the villages and rural areas were deprived of the opportunity to get.
You guys always only like those young people. You guys only like the young people from rural areas. But you guys don't check even us.
The rural areas are compromised because who would you get that would do for you a business plan? How many computers do you access for Comberoa Council?
Yeah,
there is no.
But even here, we also don't have computers.
Oh. What I'm saying.
Even us, we are less fortunate. You people are giving all the money to the Himba and the Sun kids, but you guys, we are also having our own kids here that are not having opportunities.
No, that's what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, when I'm talking about the rulers, those people are extremely compromised. Unlike us.
Okay, so what is your definition of extremely compromised? Because me, I feel extremely compromised as a Banderu chick.
When you are no
because our whole committee died.
Just go to Onaina.
Not in Banderu. That in Banderu.
I'm asking.
Hey, yeah.
So you can go to the councilor's office. Even here in Nachomisa here. Go to the councilor's office at Angola here. There are only 3 computers that are working. You are competing with the students that are transferred to UNAM, IOM, what. And they are doing their own assignments. They don't have laptops and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's a big constituency. That's from another constituency.
Yeah.
So for you to sit there, within that limited time gap of 14 to 18 days,
yeah,
with all that confusion and all that, I don't think it was fair. Probably it was deliberate to select whatever they did. But the time allocated was not fair. And then that we must be honest.
Okay.
Whether you have to use resources to ask anybody to say, no, Antimetri, I can't. I need to make a business plan. This guy is asking me 800. That thing was done during the middle of the month. Where would the anti-military go, Uncle Tomata, find money to give my niece funds to pay for the consultant?
Yeah.
So these things we did not factor into that whole process.
Yeah.
Whether it was deliberate or unintentional, I wouldn't know. You and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we would never know us.
Yeah. So, but then it has really affected a whole big group of young people. So what you can do, you and I now, who are outside that age bracket, you need to incorporate the 2 people. One, the underprivileged, I mean the youth one, or one of the underprivileged person. Then they are part of the project for next week. Then they are part in the members of the company, their whole structure. And that's it.
And then they sell their shares.
No. They keep their 40%, they keep their what? You keep 20. It's your company.
And then they sell their shares.
No, they you know what you do with it.
Yes.
You can structure it in a way to say, it's only based on that project. Like a joint venture.
Okay.
Although a deeper they are there for that specific project. You assist, you can be in administration. Yes, and then they can be running the whole project again. But then on other projects, it's your own 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very smart.
You put in tiles and then me, yeah, I'm a builder. You think that if I get my building construction and then there's no tiling, you're going to benefit from that?
No.
No?
No.
You have a restaurant on this side. You are not 40% ownership.
Yeah.
The sub-joint agreement that you do is different.
Okay.
And I want you to go and do that law of contract with the university.
With Mbanga Mwambo was my law of contract lecturer.
What can you do to do that specialized course?
The specialized one. Me, I don't specialize in law of contract.
Oh, law of contract. And it gets you a better opportunity to become a company secretary.
I know.
For my life in production.
You just want me to stay in-house.
Yeah,
I must just be in-house. So when I quit radio, I go and tell Tata John Kucha, okay, so she mentioned that the gandamana ne and the hara come my light to pay for.
Yeah, you just elevated it.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Osho.
Company secretary, Minister of Justice, but company secretary
MSFA. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we must just work on our lives while we are in one position. We must just work on our lives and stabilize ourselves in such a way that even if anything hits the fan, we don't go and die. Because we constantly have, it's not to say that we have a backup plan. It's just that we are not going to die when things break. Yeah.
I go for interviews, whether I fail or not. Whether they had their other candidates or not.
Mm.
I don't mind. As long as they call me, it's a show of motivation also.
Yeah.
Like in August, I was at some interviews with Walk of mine.
Mm. So now you're waiting.
I never got a call like, I applied 2024. So they only called us. So maybe they are still whatever.
Processing.
So I'm not worried about that. Whether I win or lose.
Well, so now if you go to Swakopmund, are you going to rent your house?
Swakopmund.
Hey, are you going to rent your house out?
Oh, this one?
Hey.
No.
Well, that tenant, that telescope. Ah,
yeah.
Onto quilical. Carry your quilical. Of course.
I know who to put there in a previous knowledge.
Okay.
That lady I trusted very.
Okay. That's wonderful. So thank you so much for being a part and parcel of the Pulling Heartstrings community and sharing the insight that you have with us this evening, Tatete. We appreciate you so much and we love you to heaven and back.
I love you too, mommy.
All right. Say hello to your did you already finish? Anti ya kwa kupota shaya tame kwa kupota ono epata ita ya hii ya ala. Ya ala. Wombatala la kutakatala lishe yeko mbepo. Otoja ala. Oyo nkelo njo. Eno. Wafala mbea. Aya penduka. Takata mwimbo boya o. Monta kuno fozi. Yes. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about making your life a little bit exciting, making your life worth it. So one tip, one of the many tips that we got today is learn to play a fun thing. So learning to play a fun thing is like a board game or pool or learn to do something that is exciting. And if you are a little bit competitive, because sometimes you can't just be in a sport where no one wins, you know, learn to play something that thrills you. So my brother-in-law has this love for pool. So both of the brothers, they know how to play pool very well. So now what they do on some Saturday evenings or some Saturdays, right? They go and play pool and they play pool. It's their thing. And I think that's it's a way of letting out steam. It's also a way of boys just being boys. And it's also just a way of staying out of a little bit of trouble. Now you you can have your drink and you can have your chill session, right? But as long as you're doing it also for fun and to unwind. And one thing that I know about being an adult is that we can't always just be in each other's company. We can't always just be in each other's company even though we are together. So for you to have friends or cousins that you do go out with that are not rowdy, because our biggest problem, especially with women, our biggest problems is not that you, the partner, is going out. The problem is that you are with so many rowdy people, and rowdy people equals to rowdy activities, and rowdy activities equals to making everyone uncomfortable. And when we say everyone, it's everyone uncomfortable, because then and now we have to have a car that is bumped because you were too drunk. Yeah. And then you drove over what, and you bumped the car. Or better yet, I have to come and bail you out of jail because you were drinking and driving. So that is the only problem. But if you are chilling with somebody that's a stand-up person and then they just really honestly like playing pool, then I think that is great. Go ahead. You go ahead and you fly. You go ahead and you do that. You go ahead and you have your fun that you want to have. It is amazing to be you. It is fine to do that. So I think that I'm one of those few people that like change. I like change. I like change, especially when change is in a positive light. Change is good. I think that I'm also very much afraid of change, and my fears are the ones that hold me in a specific place for longer than I should be in that specific place. So, for example, if I need to build something, and maybe I'm afraid of doing it, right? Then I would most probably stay there at, oh, I need to build, oh, I need to build, oh, I need to build. I stay there at that moment for longer than I should. And other kids would just jump into it and they got it, I would stay there overthinking and double checking and double thinking because of fear. But then when I do eventually get up and do it, I'm doing it with a whole shake and with a whole what and with a whole tremble and a whole lot of anxiety. I think that being an adult is wild. It's wild. But it gets better, especially with time. You learn to appreciate these little moments. So please stay tuned.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No way!
Are you looking for a place where the conversation never runs dry? From pop culture and trending news to everyday wins and real life struggles, Social Times is your escape into meaningful conversations, from heartfelt stories to the headlines shaping our communities. On Social Times, we laugh, we learn, we share, and sometimes we even challenge the way you think. We talk culture, relationships, personal growth, and all the things that make life beautifully unpredictable. Social Times, where life stories shine. Join us every weekend for Social Times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, 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 welcome to my domain. We are talking about making your life just a little bit more exciting. Because I think that we are a little bored here and there. We are a little bored here and there, but hey, what if there was some form of a remedy that was, what if there was some form of remedy that could help us with our boredom, with our little lives, with our, you know, with our little thing that we're having here? What if we could, tune it and make it a little bit better? So we have a few tips that we can have, and that we can maybe implement, whether it works for us or see if it works for us or see if it doesn't work for us. We can try it, because there's no harm in trying something new, isn't it? Especially if it means it will make us just a little bit more happy.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Alrighty. Okay, so number one, start the day with a blank piece of paper and the question, what if today were my last? Now, this one is a wild one. Kucha, what if today was my last day? If today was your very last day, would you do half the things that you are doing today? Would you stay in bed until 2 o'clock? Just scrolling through your phone. And the scrolling through your phone, it looks like a 1 minute thing until those 1 minute things turn to 60 of them, and it's a whole full hour of you watching 1 minute thing, 1 minute thing, 1 minute thing, 1 minute thing, 1 minute thing. Okay, not an hour, but you know what I mean. Then you go and watch something for 10 minutes, you go and watch something, and then you're on Instagram, then you're just rotating between what, and then you've got Eagle FM, the Eagle FM app. Hey, you guys must download the Eagle FM app, and then it just plays in the background as you continue with your things on your phone, because we are the plug. We are not here to disrupt your cell phone. We are not here to disrupt your day. We play in the background as you can focus on work and you can still listen, because you guys, we believe in you. We think that you guys are multitaskers. We think that you guys are phenomenal. We think that you guys are capable of listening to radio and continuing with your work like nothing ever happened. So, how about you start your day with a blank page that says, what if today was my very last day? What would I do different? I know for a fact that if today was my last day, I know that I'll come to work. I know that for a fact that I'll come to work. I'll just not finish my full hours. But I know that I'll come to work and I'll say goodbye to you guys because you guys are important to me. Maro, there are things that I wouldn't just do. Like, I wouldn't just be lounging. I wouldn't just be running around and getting tired. Today I took a nap. I had a foot massage today and reflexology to be specific. Now, if you guys are thinking, what is reflexology? If you have internal, if you have digestive problems, if you have stomach problems and stuff like that, you know, internal organ kind of problems, you should try the massage called reflexology. Now, usually reflexology is a bit pricey, but it is very, very, very effective, especially for your bowel movements, especially for anything that's inside your body, the ones that you can't see, that the organs that are not outside, like your skin. And yeah, it's very good. So I had a reflexology massage today, and then I took a nap. You know, every time I take a nap, I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud of myself, like, wow, you just abandoned your whole entire existence to take a nap. Like, what is wrong with you? I feel very guilty for taking a nap and resting. Mara, I know that I need to take a rest. You know, I need to rest because how, hey. But then if it was my last day, I would not take a nap. Ha! No matter what, come hell or high waters, I'm not sleeping twice. Hey, I'm not sleeping twice. I'm not sleeping forever and then today also I'm going to spend my day sleeping. No. I would find the courage and the energy to do the things that I want to do. One, I'll check all my policies. to make sure everything has been paid and is up to date and it's mature so that I don't leave my children in shambles. If today was my very last day, what would the activities of my day look like? I would personally go on a city tour. I would go on a city tour. And that's now, say now, hypothetically, start this thing on a Saturday, for example. Start it on a Saturday when you know you're not going to work, you win. Because me, I come to work on Saturday. But you are not going to work and you have nothing else. And you start your day with a blank piece of paper saying, what if today was my last day? I would personally take a city tour. I love my country. I'm such a nationalist. I'm so gaga about Namibia. In my mind and in my heart, there is no other country that is better than Namibia. I accept that we are not perfect. I accept that we don't have everything that I want or the necessary, especially there by enjoyment. I feel like our enjoyment is not enjoying the way it should be enjoying. But I also understand that we are relatively young and we are growing, and unfortunately we are the foundation setters. So we are setting foundations for future generations to enjoy this country. We were driving past the new building of Home Affairs, right? And best friend was saying that in Windhoek, this is the most beautiful building, or in Namibia, this is the most beautiful building, and it's the most long-lasting building. And because it is built in an open-plan kind of setting, it is very nice. It's futuristic. It's not a now thing. It's a later on kind of building. Government is not going to spend on Home Affairs for the next 20 to 30 years. Not unless it's on maintenance, but it's not going to spend. And it is true, because when you look at the building in itself, the building gets washed by the rain. We don't have to wash the building. We don't have to repaint the building. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful building, guys. I don't know. If you don't agree with me, the number in studio is 083-288-4001. Or if you agree with me, you can also come through and say, which I agree, man. The building is beautiful. And also, even though not all the offices are occupied, right? If I'm not mistaken, not all the offices are occupied, but there is enough space to say that in the future they shall be occupied. Every single office shall be occupied. We might even get two people in one office, three people in one office sharing an office. And I think that that's good. And it's for the future. It's not for us to enjoy now. And even our lives right now and our existence and our legacy is paving a way for the future generations to enjoy. So we must have babies, guys. Yeah, we must have babies to up our numbers, and we must also have babies while we are in a good space, be it financially or be it emotionally or be it spiritually, you must be in a good space somewhere in order for you to bring other people into the world, because they really don't apply. We bring them here because of our own selfish needs. We want children, so we will have them. And then when they come, we must take care of them because we are the ones that want them. They didn't want us, because if they wanted us, right, we would wake up pregnant one day and we would be more like marry them, but we are not like marry them, are we? We're not like marry them. We have to go through activities. So basically being here is because of how young our population is, because of how young Namibia is. It's not to say that it is not a good time to be in Namibia. It's not to say that it is not a good time to be alive. It's just that we are born early. We are born early and we exist early in a country that is still moving towards becoming a developed country at some point. So with development comes more facilities and more activities and more business opportunities, and that is why we must prepare our children for both sectors, private and public. We must prepare our children to be entrepreneurs and also to be good employees. We must train them for both, so that wherever they fall and wherever they land, right, they are equipped for where they are going. So you teach your children how to sell sweets, and then you also teach them how to read. It is what it is. So if today was my very last day and I had an opportunity to live it out, knowing that today is my last day, I would wake up early. And this is something that I have not done. I have not woken up early in a very long time. I have designed my life in such a way. And this is part of the things that, let me finish that sentence for you. I have designed my life in such a way that my time revolves around me and not me revolving around my time. So I've basically scheduled my life to be waking up at 10. Yeah. Everything for me starts at 10. You know, my day starts at 10. Yeah. Starts at 10. Now somebody's like, but make sure you got kids. Yes, I've got kids and a partner. I got kids and a partner. Okay. So the rest of his day is absolutely fine. Yeah. And then my day starts at 10. His day starts at 7. You know, it works. So for my last day, I would wake up early. I would wake up early so that I can see my children off to school and kiss them goodbye. And they must have a normal day, right? So I kiss them goodbye and I do that one last deed of kindness. And I know that this is not something that I can keep up with, but for that particular day, I will wake up early and do that particular deed. But if I knew that I've got like 3 months, and it's not the type of 3 months, you know, when somebody says that you have 3 months to live, it's not as simple as that, because in those 3 months, it's not like you're perfectly healthy and you're perfectly fine and you can just go about your life. It's basically you just waiting for it as, whatever ailment that has captured you and your soul is eating away at you, and you are just waiting to succumb to injury. It's not the same. So in this case, if I had like 30 days of being alive, I'm telling you that I'm not waking up at 7 every day or 6:30, 6 o'clock. I'm not waking up at that time to go and make lunchbox. But if it was my last day, that is the first activity that I would do. So now, with this said, you take that and you dot down everything that would make you happy to do on your very last day. If you are apologizing to people, if you are talking to people, if you are calling people up, if you are doing whatever, you do that, right? You try doing that. If you were living your life like today was your very last day, and you know that you were leaving, you would mend relationships. Sometimes we wait for the last minute to mend relationships because we know we're not going to be here and you don't want to go with somebody that is sorrow bound, you know? They can find sorrow in your passing, but not sorrow in your walking and roaming through the earth. So you write down. Write down what you do differently and then try to do at least five of those things. And we already know that there are more than five, right? So try and do at least five of those things if you knew that today was your last day. And then number two, wear something much bolder than you usually wear. Now you might be thinking that, oh, but clothes are just clothes. No, there's a specific thing that happens to you when you're wearing your best dress. There's a specific thing that happens to you when you are wearing something that is absolutely gorgeous and you feel absolutely stunning in it and confident in it. So how about you dress like that every day? How about you give dressing like that an opportunity? Because I know that I'm one of those, I'm not really a dresser. I'm not really like those aunties that dress. I'm one of those like, oh, 21, yeah, throw on a dress, let's go. Yeah. But on days when I want to show up, I really do show up. And I think that if we are looking at life from making it a little bit more exciting, then how about we dress it? I always feel amazed at these women that look absolutely stunning. They look like they're going for a photo shoot every single day they're going to work. And I wonder, do you have a great work environment? Do you have a great life? Or are you just persistent with self-care? Because taking care of you is self-care. Or are you just in a great space? Or is this just your routine that you are used to? Because I don't picture myself as a person that is waking up to glue on a wig. I can't. Sorry. I had to glue on a wig. Okay. So we glue on the wig. And then after we glue on the wig, then we do our makeup. Then we put on lashes and then we contour and then we put setting spray and halting powder and what. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Because then that would require me to wake up at 7 more so that I'm ready by 10. Like, no. So I always commend those that do, those that look stunning every single day. That's nice. I'm very proud of you guys for doing that. A little jealous here and there, but I'm also very proud of, I'm happy that you have that, that's your thing. That's wonderful. So wear something much bolder than you usually wear. This gives people the opportunity to see you in a new light, which means they may interact with you differently. Okay. And number three, take a different path when you walk to work, right? Or drive to work. Take a different route. Even on your way home, take a different route. Because sometimes, what happens with adulting, right? We get so accustomed to routine and this routine is part of the things that makes life boring. So drive a different route. And you might be saying that, yeah, but petrol prices are so high and this is the shortest route. Okay. What about the day that there is a lot of petrol? Because even on the days that there's a lot of petrol, you drive a very short route. So what about the days that there's, are you, guys, drive a different route. Okay. Maybe you pass a restaurant you'd like to try sometime or a gym that's offering free classes, for example. You know, there are Roomba classes, there are stripping classes, there are pole dancing classes, there are ballet classes. There are all these types of activities out here, but we don't really see them because, you know, of our feed. So start searching, start being on the internet and searching for things that are exciting. Like dancing classes for couples or, you know, extra activities for singles or extra, just type it. You'll find something. And number four, if you drive, park your car a mile away and take a taxi and rest off the way. on the rest of the way. So basically what this is saying, because I know I didn't articulate myself properly, I'm saying that if you drive, park your car at least far enough. Yeah. And then you can get a cab for the rest of your journey, because sometimes that little bit of difference is all that is needed. For those that drive, when last did you take a cab? I know that it is, it's such a foreign activity. It's such a foreign activity. Sometimes you don't even know which side of the road to stand to catch a cab, and you don't even apply common sense, right? And sometimes it just seems like so much work, but it is still something that stimulates you. It's still something that sparks something within you. And because, especially for people, for example, that are single, right? You get into a cab and you don't know who's going to be sitting next to you. Maybe he's also just experimenting that day, and then you meet Mr. Right. Ozala. All right. Number 5. If you take public transport for your commute, make the time mid travel or make it educational, or make it exciting. So some of us get into our public transports and we go straight to our phones. The same phones that got us late to work in the first place are the same phones that we get to even when we are in the cab. So how about you put down your phone and then you start looking at landmarks? You start looking at road signs. You start looking at what is where and all of that. Because we take the route every single day, but we don't even notice those tourist boards that say that, oh no, the Alta Fiesta is this side. Or no, there's a museum this side. Or no, there's a Tropic of Capricorn this side. There is what this side. Many of you don't even know the Tropic of Capricorn. You guys don't even know the equator. You guys don't even know all these exciting things, right? You just left it there in geography class. But how about learning a few things just by looking and just by reading? Do you know that I can tell you now, no, come at and meet me at Verenfuchs. Mm-hmm. Verenfuchs building, and you have no idea where it is because you don't actually look up at your city. Windhoek City is extremely beautiful. Every single time you see a tourist car, you should remember that there are people that live in other places that save up money to come and enjoy your country, to come and enjoy your home. Not because your home is the only place that they can go, but your home is a choice for them. It is a choice and it is the best pick for them. So they enjoy this place while you don't even get to see anything. You know, museums are free. You guys don't even know your history. You don't know your heritage. You don't know your country's background. You don't know the beauties of this country. And last time you were in a museum, it was when they took you there in grade 6. And that's it. But this is one thing that I've noticed, right? That when things are done for you when you are younger, you do appreciate the experience. You do appreciate that you got to go. You appreciate that you got to be with your friends. You appreciate the whole tour, right? But you don't see it in the context of an adult. You see it as a child. So you go to the museum. There's this museum behind the magistrate court here in, what do you call it? Here in Windhoek, just here, the National Theatre, just on the other side, right? And in that museum, there's like a whole plant of a Valvica. And there are Bushmen people with bows and arrows, and there are ostrich eggs. And it is so exciting because the corridors are dark and the only thing that is light there is the display, and it's so beautifully done. That park has been Windhoek City. Please revive that place, because I can't picture myself going there because it's very dodgy now. And I think it's because of the dried grass, but it's very dodgy. But How about you go there? You don't appreciate things when, you don't appreciate things in an adult context when you are a child because you are a child. But imagine doing it now in your adult phase where you can understand the importance of Evalvicha. You can understand why it is an endangered species, why you can understand why it is protected. You can understand why it's trademarked. You can understand why it is Namibia's pride and joy, you know? Like, just... It gives you a whole new perspective. Other people are enjoying your country and things are free. So imagine if you also just start enjoying your country also. Go, guys, go. Go to Sithia, go to the falls, go and go. There's nothing out here. That there's nothing in the streets for you. You guys spend thousands of dollars in alcohol. But you guys don't even know where Tsintsabes is. You've never even seen the signs. You guys have bakis. And there, your baki has never gone through Itosha. Do you know that you can literally, I'm telling you, you don't have to, you know, as a child, I thought that there was only one road to the north. And that was through Namtuni. I thought that that was the only way to get to the north in my whole entire life, because every single elder, every single mode of transport that I have taken has taken the same route. So this is a gang of people that take the same route. It took me until I was 34 years old to know that I can actually go to Windhoek from the north in any direction. I can go through Rundu. Yeah, just imagine. I can go through Rundu coming from the north. I can go through Rundu's way. I can go through Okaukweo. I can go through is it Verde or Valde? You know, that other one, the other side. Other side where the Nganjeras come from, that side, you know? I can take that route. There are many routes, but because we're so accustomed to routine that we can't even have exciting times with our small families that we are building. So you buy a whole entire baki, sir. Now I'm talking to you, sir. You buy a whole entire baki. You are going through the worst depression of your life and you need something beautiful for you to have a moment. And still, you are driving all the way from your house in Ondangwa. You're still going just here through Namtuni. And you are still just taking Tsumembe and then Otavi. And then, you know, Ochuarongo and Okanja and then Windhoek. You're still taking that route. And there's nothing on the other side that's waiting for you. How about you drive through Itosha? How about you drive through Itosha? How about you drive through Itosha and you see how beautiful Mother Nature is? You see how the Creator decided to place certain things. How about you go and redefine your history? So now if you're coming from Ndangwa, must be Ndonga dude. Yeah, I'm just saying. If you're coming from Ndonga, Kucha from Ndangwa, most probably, you must be Ndonga dude, most probably. So how about you go through Itosha? You go through Itosha and you go and see the grave, right? Of Nehare. You go and see it. You go and read up on their history. Then you go and see where people have fought fights, you know, and these fights were not necessarily fair when it came to ammunition. If you're a historian, these are beautiful things. If you are a nature person, these are beautiful things. If you're a person that likes to drive, right? If you're a person that likes to pace yourself, right? Go. What is stopping you? Indeni, go. All of you guys are storming Swakop Moon's beaches. All of you guys are all going to Vambo beaches. But do you know how many coastal towns we have? You guys can't even count them. We can't count them because there are so many. And you think that nobody lives there? There is a social life out there. You guys just don't want to take chances. Your cell phones are just for porn. and Instagram. Eh? Your cell phones are just for porn. You guys, that's all you guys do on your cell phones. Gambling and porn. Gambling and porn. Gambling and porn. That's all you guys do. Go onto booking sites and go and see guest houses and B&Bs in little towns, little coastal towns. You just search it up. Literally, all you have to do is say something like, coastal towns in Namibia. Yeah. Or you can even say little coastal towns in Namibia. And they will pop up because there are so many. We have an ocean. The ocean is not only subjected to Luderitz, Walvis Bay, Hintjes Bay, and Swakopmund. There's Terra Bay. There's Watwat Bay. There's Watwat Bay. There are so many bays here. It's like you and me, that bay thing. You'll find that things are actually cheaper than you anticipate. Because you're such a baller. You spend $5,000 on alcohol and women. And then the women even steal from you. So hypothetically, you spend $15,000 because the women, they steal from you. So how about you take a Saturday? Like for me, for example, I want to go on the Saturday after work and spend a whole entire Sunday somewhere and then be back on Monday. Like, oh, that's nice, man. We can go in and camp, you know? I'm not really a camping person. I'm not really a camping person, but there are always places where the people that don't like camping can sleep, where it's a structure, you know? But the opportunities to unwind and the opportunities to deflate are there. And it is not as pricey as we think they are. There are certain people that have lived for decades in specific places, but have never been to any place. And I know that it's about exposure and it's about the crowd and it's about who talks about it, when they talk about it and what type of information they give you. But here I am. I'm giving you this information. I'm saying that Namibia is wonderful. You don't have to go and explore South Africa. You don't have to go and explore Limpopo. You don't have to go and explore Botswana. You don't have to go and explore Tanzania, Malawi, Mozambique, Nigeria. You don't have to go and explore there first. You can start here at home. You can start with something as little as going to Crossbarma and Brewer. Do you know how many of us drive past Crossbarma and Hot Water Springs? Eh? We drive past it. We don't go. Kanja Town Lodge. You don't go. Hey, mutumunomuno, ndiromuno. My dear, you are buying a beer for $50. Eh? One beer for $50. Got dumpy for $50. And you don't want to go into that place because you think that it's expensive. But how will you know unless you go there? Go inside. You have nothing, absolutely nothing to lose. It's not like they take a picture of you and then they send it out there. Kucha, this guy came to inquire about drinks. No. And you know, they don't even have the right to chase you away. You can go there and drink your water because you're just there for the view. You're just there to see. Okutarara no meho. Guys. Eh? Go into the mountains of Usakos. You find all these people with gems. You find them with gems. You find them with stones, precious stones. Where do they get them if they don't get them from the mountains of Usakos? Go hiking. Go to Rock Lodge. Go to all these places. Umaharobogeri, Otsara. Every year, otamwe dipaganga ko patezuka ko ambo. Year in, year out, otamwe dipaganga ko patezuka ko ambo. And you don't think that it's time to change your route because you might be next. You don't think that it's time? If there's another way, look at the kilometers, look at the road condition, see how it goes. And you give your children a something to remember. You know, there are people that die without having ever traveled with their parents. They only travel kwa kwambo. Now we don't even count it as traveling because the road is the same. The road is the same. And then you even wake us up very early. 2 o'clock, we are already on the road. 7 o'clock, we are home in the north. We didn't see anything. Atendusi kutwa for mahuyu. We didn't see anything. Shiri, there's the sea things. This is a very beautiful country, man. There's hot water springs there somewhere in Otavi. We don't know these things because we don't stop. We just start crabbing a rupungwe to Motavi muya. Hatwaya. Take a different route. It's clear that the national road in itself is kind of dangerous, especially when everybody, it's congested. It's very congested. So how about you take a different route? Like the one of Omakange. Yes, it's Omakange. The road of Omakange is completely quiet because nobody is traveling. Completely quiet. It will take you maybe even 3 hours without seeing another human being or another car. So is that one not better? Hey, man, get pate kerepo. Ano, omwateka ne rungapi ne kopate ne. How many times have you broken? You guys make the excuse of, it's not going to be very, you know, Mara, o hamu hinga arande tanziko o hauto eni na iteka, o mora shikini na kutekera pifa. De tan hingi go makange de tamuru kiru nono na bibia yao. De tan setting of foundation na kuja muyuni, nan de tate wanje kari ya ene mali wa inji, tate wanje kuturu kira. Do you know that there are some families that don't even go, that have never been to the coast? Only the parents have been to the, you guys go to the coast individually. The kids otai, you know, turo, opoyai koswakopo. The madam is going with work koswakopo. Tatotai na shike shike koswakopo. But never as a unit. You guys all wait for peak season. And peak season, everything is expensive. And that's when you want to try something and then you are hit with prices of peak season. So expensive to fly, guys. It's not expensive to fly because I know you people have money. If you guys didn't have money, these bars out there wouldn't be full. But you guys want to go in peak season. Pick different times. You drive through. Like I will never, like in my life, I think that was the happiest moment of my life next to, you know, next to everything else. But one of my most happiest and fondest memories of my life, of my whole entire life. And when I categorize it and put it into one box and then I say, Kucha, yes, this one is the creme de la creme of everything, right? Was the drive through it, Tosha. I was extremely happy. I was so happy. We go to see a rhino nani oshimasha kula bro. Like we go to see a rhino and then we asked the question of, are all the giraffes girls? I know because of their lash, like they are very feminine, those giraffes, but also very much bigger. The kids were excited until their excitement faded and they fell asleep. But I was happy. If I could do it every single time, I would. Every single time I go to the North Nyarwandi, hingi through it, Tosha. If I could. We complain so much, right, about not having opportunities. But even when we do have opportunities, we can't spare $30 to drive through it, Tosha. It's not even the equivalent of how much you spend in 2 beers. I'm just saying, if you are commuting, especially in a country like this one, if you're going from one place to another, take a different route. Be excited about this different route. Just learn how to read maps. Your cell phone is your friend. It's not just your gateway to your porn activities. No, your cell phone is your friend. Go to Google Maps. Google Maps will direct you to, until it's like a yango, until you reach there, you have arrived at your destination. It's wild. technology is there for you. Okay, and number six, take pictures of things that catch your eye throughout the day. You guys have cell phones with full of other people's pictures. So even when you die and we unlock your phone, we don't know if it is the kid's phone or it's your phone, because there's only one picture of you. That other time you were slaughtering a goat. There in Mariental, that one time that you were slaughtering a goat, that's the only picture we have of you on your own cell phone. But many of you guys don't take pictures of yourselves. Many of you guys don't like yourselves like that. You notice a lot more than you usually do, and new people will likely talk to you to figure out what you are doing. So if you also don't have friends, so take pictures of peculiar things. You see a beautiful flower and you know you will never, you'll not remember it like that. Take a good picture. Make it your profile picture. It's not all bad. There's a little bit of good out here. Change your workspace. Number seven, change your workspace. Bring new pictures and candles, or move your desk if you are able to, or rearrange furniture. Always makes your space more exciting. Rearrange, put new flowers, clean up your space, open the blinds, open the windows, you know. Do something to your workspace so that it makes you feel a little bit different. Change your workspace. That's number seven. And number eight is start collecting something you often see throughout the day. Collect little things. Collect, there was this thing that we were doing. We were collecting $30 notes, right? And it became a whole thing. It was so exciting. It became a whole thing where every single time, and we don't ask for the 30s, right? Because many of you guys want to cheat systems and take the fun out of everything because you guys want to be lazy about it. When the $30 comes to you, then you take it. So you don't go into a shop and then you're like, please give me change. I want all your 30s. No, you don't do that. If your change has a 30, it has a 30. It's your lucky day. So we were collecting $30 and it was great. I think at the end of the collection process, we had a little bit of money. It will make the whole day more interesting if you have your eyes peeled to rare coins, specific pens, and odd food labels, for example. Number nine, make it a goal to talk to 5 people you don't know. Start. Good evening. How are you? It's like, oh, hi. Do I know you? No, you don't. But I've got this bucket list thing that I must talk to 5 strangers. So hi. That's also a pickup line. Hey, how are you? It's like, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. So how have you been? The person, most people will write it off. They know that they don't know you, but they don't know how to say it. So they just continue with it. Then you just tell them that, yeah, so today on my today bucket list, one of my thing is that I have to talk to a stranger, and you are the stranger that I decided to talk to. So how have you been? How are you doing? Is everything okay with you and your family and work? And you have a conversation and you say goodbye afterwards. And then number 10 is commit to complimenting everyone you encounter on something. So if somebody has beautiful ears and earlobes, right? Tell them that they are beautiful. Tell the person that they have beautiful eyes. Tell them they have a beautiful physique. Just don't go out there noticing people's bum bums and stuff. So we will continue with the rest of our 30 tomorrow. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, I think it has been an absolute honor to be in your presence as always. And also, I want you to live your best life, not because somebody else is asking you, not because I'm asking you. I want you to live your best life simply because, right? It's the correct thing. Okay? So with that said, me, the matriarch, I bid you a good farewell. I love you forever and a day, and you are important to me. And I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tires where the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence, and today I'm leaving you violent thoughts of how about we change a few things to make our lives a little exciting. How about we stop? We are dying on the main road because it's congested. And road authority gave us many other roads. Yeah. They gave us many other roads. How about we utilize them? Isn't it that you are fenderaring for the whole of Namibia? You're not only fenderaring for here. You're fenderaring for the whole of Namibia. And that's why people died for this country, so that you can go wherever you want, whenever you want. As long as you can go there and come back. It's all good. Bye-bye.